from the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Thursday, the 2nd of December. We'll start in Queensland. A 73-year-old man has died after his car was swept away in floodwaters west of Brisbane. Major flooding forecasts for rivers around Bow Desert, the Lockyer Valley and the Darling Downs could bring further devastation after the man's death near Toowoomba. Heavy rain and flooding has damaged properties and forced the evacuation of several Queensland towns this week. In other news, Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt is expected to announce his retirement from politics today. He'll remain as Health Minister through to next year's election, which is tipped to be in May. Former Attorney General Christian Porter also announced yesterday that he won't be contesting the next federal election. Moving on, Australia's primary school students might have to start the year without the equipment they need as worldwide technology shortages causes chaos for families. Apple's most popular device for the classroom, its entry-level iPad, is sold out until early February, meaning parents and institutions that haven't placed orders have already left it too late. The iPad shortages are part of worldwide technology supply problems due to the pandemic, which have also impacted sales of game consoles, laptops, and new cars. Overseas now, an Austrian court has fined a surgeon for amputating the wrong leg of an elderly patient. The surgeon marked the wrong leg ahead of the operation in May and only noticed the mistake 2 days after carrying out the surgery. A judge found her guilty of gross negligence and fined her $3,000. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Alec Baldwin has given his first sit-down interview about the tragic accidental shooting death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins. The 80-minute interview will air in the US on Friday night. In a teaser clip, Baldwin breaks down in tears and claims he never actually fired the gun that killed his colleague.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So no. You never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
And finally, Spotify has revealed who the most streamed artist in Australia was for 2021. That honour went to Taylor Swift. Olivia Rodrigo's album Sour was the most streamed album of the year. And the most streamed song was this one from Glass Animals.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. E-way's been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you.
That is, of course, the song Heat Waves. Well, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.